The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's cross to Carnarvon and this story about missing four-year-old Cleo Smith. There's been lots of twists and turns over the past 5 days or so. What's the latest?
So the latest is police are saying the zipper on the family tent was too high for Cleo to be able to reach alone. It had to have an adult unzip that zipper in order for Cleo to get out. Mm. Having said that, police still have two teams working on this, one team working on the abduction theory, one team working on the fact that she wandered out alone at the campsite there at the blowholes. Right now, though, police are looking through CCTV from roadhouses, days worth of CCTV. We're told that they are getting some leads out of that. So nothing more than that, but there have been some leads coming from this CCTV.
Yeah, not a lot of information forthcoming, but police have confirmed that there is evidence to suggest she was taken from the campsite. Mm. The sleeping bag is missing as well. And as you say, the information about the tent. But it's really not surprising that the police are playing their cards pretty close to their chest. There could be details that they're aware of and are pursuing those leads, and it would do no good to have those details in the public eye.
Oh, exactly. You don't want to give somebody the heads up so they can run off somewhere else when you're, you know, chasing one lead after the next. And it's not like it'll directly lead to her. You know, it's one piece of information in the puzzle, another piece of information in the puzzle. So by not releasing this information, police are effectively buying themselves time. It's like when we have a lockdown with contact tracers being able to do their work. It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, tough situation for the police because they've got to front the media. There's a lot of public interest in the case, but there's probably so much that they can't reveal. And in that vacuum, as we've spoken about before this week, you know, the general public rushes to fill it with speculation, theories. It can be quite unhelpful.
Exactly. And I mean, the great hope is that she's still alive out there somewhere and somebody knows something or has spotted her and comes forward, and that there can be a good result for the family.